Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
We'll get to some callers here. Leroy Horgy Bush agreed with me that they don't need to blow it up, and they are just maybe one position away, and that position is the quarterback position. I know it's not easy to land those guys. You got to evaluate correctly with this class, and if Cam Ward's the guy, I'm even more excited than I've already been about the potential of Cam Ward. And you're right, like, they got to lose enough to get in a position to draft him. But this is why I feel this way. I don't think that it has to just be tear it all down to the studs and start all over. Now, and part of this too, G, it, like, that I do believe that in my heart of hearts, like, if they get a quarterback, that could be the quick fix to all this, right? But the other part of this too, I got to admit, like, that some of it is just denial. Like, I'm not down with the rebuild because I don't want to accept that that probably is the truth of what they have to do. I don't want to accept that all these years of suck to finally get the playoffs and finally get a win over the Steelers and get the roster to a point where it is right now, where you can look and it's not devoid of talent and you can see a Myles Garrett and you can see a Nick Chubb and you can see a Denzel Ward and you can see an offensive line that at one point was one of the best in football. Like, I don't want to know that we wasted 8 years of Myles Garrett. I don't want to know that we wasted the prime of many of these guys' careers. I want to extend this thing as long as I can. So I'm living in this world where it's like, if they just get the quarterback, maybe that can correct things, and they draft the right guy, it's something to get excited about as fans, and the team can maybe build around him, and then you sort of leave all the Deshaun stuff in the back, and the contract's still there, but we can just kind of get past it smoothly. That's where my mind is, because I'm afraid to go back to that and have to start all over, because we waited so long to have this team get to just where it is right now.
Yeah, it's a little bit of denial. And here's how I'll explain that. Right. It sounds good and just. It sounds great. I just get a quarterback, plug him in. All right. So just follow me along here. How do you get a quarterback?
I mean, you try to do it through the draft, right?
Okay. So you want to do it through the draft. That means you're going to need what? At best, a three wins. So you can win one more time the rest of the year. And you could possibly get Cam Ward. Possibly.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's far-fetched just to begin with, because your team is already good. You got Myles Garrett. He can win games by himself.
Yeah. Like,
so say, for instance, you end up with, I don't know, say the 12th pick, 11th pick. What quarterback are you getting there? You're not getting no quarterback. Those quarterbacks are going to be gone in the top 10.
Unless you give up another three first-round picks to move up.
Oh, so here you go again.
And you mortgage the future again.
Yeah. Okay, so, and by the way, you got this nice guy in receiver or quarterback, but what receiver are you getting? You don't have.
He's throwing to Jerry Judy.
You throwing to Jerry Judy. Elijah Moore is a free agent. Cedric Tillman is, if Cedric Tillman is a nice number two, you'll take it, but you're still slow. You don't have any playmakers. Left tackle. What are you doing over there? Are you going to go with DeJuan Jones? He's been playing better, but he's still great out in the 40s.
Yeah.
What about hey, where are your other playmakers? You got JOK, Denzel Ward, and you got Myles Garrett. Where are the other playmakers?
And that's the thing, man. Like, it's frustrating to have to accept that reality. Like, this was supposed to all be worth it in the end. Like, you're supposed to get more than two trips to the playoffs and one playoff win. And I don't want to have to look back and be like, man, we already did this with Joe Thomas, right? We wasted Joe Thomas's entire career here.
We haven't even talked about cap ramifications.
You're going to do the same thing with Myles Garrett now? Like, and also, like, I'll throw in to bolster your argument, G, like, I'm sitting here saying, like, just get a quarterback. This organization hasn't been able to draft quarterbacks. And the one they did draft, they moved on from after 4 years because he didn't have it between the ears and he was immature. So it's like, everything is telling. In my heart of hearts, I know that a rebuild is probably the way they're going to have to go because
they don't have enough capital.
What evidence do I have that they can get themselves out of this, really? But that's part of like what being a daydreaming fan is like we think that there's always just that one piece that's going to put us over the top. And I do think if the Browns get a quarterback that does solve a lot of their problems, they'll still have others, yes, that they'll have to figure out. But, like, again, it takes a lot just to get that one player right.
Think about it.
It's frustrating, man. It's so frustrating.
The Panthers thought they had it. With Bryce Young, they had the number one overall pick. Hey, Anthony Richardson, they thought they had it with the Colts, right? Everybody told you, go out and get Anthony Richardson. Listen, he's going to be a fantasy darling. He's going to be running. He's going to be passing. And then it looks like he can't complete any passes because he doesn't know how to read defenses and anticipate throwing windows. And on top of that, add the fact that you can't even get rid of Deshaun Watson, or it's almost $100 million cap hit. So he's still going to be on your roster. So
I mean, I've already thrown out the idea, G. Bush, that like I feel like the way this is trending, he's going to be on the roster. They're going to do what the Texans did that last year was there. It's going to be a 52-man roster technically, with the 53rd one being Deshaun, and he just probably won't really be around. He'll just kind of be there. He might run scout team defense like he did in Houston that year. Like
they won't. If they'll send him home. So here's the thing. Your best hope is maybe it's Jameis Winston, which you saw what the good Jameis is and the bad Jameis Winston.
Yeah.
Or if by some realm of impossibility that DTR decides that he can't do backflips over people and stays healthy, kid can't stay healthy. He plays one game, he's injured. Or he turns out to be a long-term answer. But, I mean, yes, you saw the free agent list. The guys are Sam Darnold. And by the way, if you want a receiver, the top guy is T. Higgins. Are you willing to overpay for T. Higgins?
They're going to have to figure that. Like, if they pay somebody like that, they can always move the money later.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Deal like they've been doing, but that just adds to this bill that eventually is going to come due. Like it's an impossible situation, man. And I recognize that. I just don't fully want to accept it. I want to believe that there's a way they can navigate this thing and stay competitive, like Andrew Berry pitched. But like the more and more we talk about it, and I'm glad that Leroy is on my side. But it sounds so simple just to say get a quarterback. But like you said, G. Bush, like it's not that easy. It's not easy just to get that quarterback. This team's been trying to do that for years. They still haven't gotten it right. Let's go to the phones here. Mike in Shaker Heights, you're up first here. What's up, Mike?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, man. You know, it's so frustrating. I think that the problem is definitely in the front office. I don't trust this team to evaluate talent, to develop talent, to put talent in the best position to win. And it just starts with the GM, ownership. So our hands are really tied behind our back, because if we tank this year, another season of tanking, do we trust the management to pick the right person for tanking? If we win, do we trust management to take the best player at 11, at, you know, the later round?
Yeah.
We don't trust the people making decisions. And to think that they want to get his team a new stadium. Who want to show up to see this crap, man? We so tired of the G. Bush said, when we lose a lineman, now our season is over. the losing mentality here is just so draining and demoralizing. Other teams is so next man up, but we just got this, oh, the world is over because we down a starter. And it's just draining, man.
Mike, appreciate the call. Yeah, and like last year, it felt like this team did have that next man up mentality. They made the playoffs that way. I will say this, like, everyone talks about this new stadium, and if you can't, you got to sell the fan base on it. Like, guys, no offense, but y'all have sat through the worst of the worst. Y'all sat through 0-16. Like, people will show up to the new stadium. They will, but it obviously helps. If you can have this team in a place where they're winning, that's going to make the idea of moving the team out of downtown and all that's going to soften that blow. It's going to make the stadium seem even better than it's already going to be. So those things definitely help from a marketing standpoint. But we know Browns fans, they're going to show up regardless.
This is hurt. Let's talk about this. This hurts. This hurts a bad. You went 1-31. And Baker Mayfield, he looks like he's going to be a serviceable quarterback. But you're going to have to pay the price for passing on Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
You're going to pay. Like, you can't pass on an MVP.
Even Sam Darnold looks pretty good this year.
You can't pass. you can't pass on generational-type quarterbacks, and then those quarterbacks end up in your own division, end up in the AFC. So now, you're not just looking for a quarterback. You need somebody to beat Lamar Jackson. You need somebody to beat Patrick Mahomes. You need somebody to beat Burrow. You need somebody to beat Allen. You can just continue. You can't even beat Justin Herbert. What are we doing?
Mike also said it, but like the idea that you need to tank to get one of these quarterbacks, and we're already saying like we have questions about this class as a whole. It almost feels like this is the worst year almost to be bad.
Yes.
You needed one more good year, and then if you were going to be bad, it needed to be next year.
That was it.
Because next year you have to have the first pick because nobody in their right mind is trading out of the chance to draft Arch Manning unless it's like the Chiefs are so – like Patrick Mahomes gets hurt and they suck so bad that they had the first pick, and they're like, we don't need Arch Manning. We'll just keep Patrick Mahomes. We'll trade out. But like other than that, you would have had to really be bad. But like this is the worst year to bottom out because there's so many questions with all these quarterbacks.
It's even worse because the free agent class, at least you could say, look, hey, we'll go out and overpay for a receiver that's young.
Yeah.
And get him in here. And then next year will be terrible. And then we get the quarterback. We could do kind of the reverse Cincinnati thing. You know, you got Joe Burrow and you got Chase. Maybe we could get our Jamar Chase and then get the Burrow next year.
And then get the quarterback.
No. There's not even guys available. T. Higgins, that's the best you're going to get on the open market this year?
He's going to be hurt every other game.
Come on.
Let's go.
He doesn't play now.
Let's go back out to the phones. Aunt Bev, always a pleasure to hear from her. What's up, Aunt Bev?
Good morning, gentlemen. My nephew, I'm ready to give you a whooping this morning. I completely disagree with you both, okay?
Okay.
I'm tired of our small-minded mentalities that all the problems begin and end with Deshaun. You watch Deshaun get up out of here and do well with somebody else. The true quarterback to me, like the gentleman said before, is the front office. How come whenever we have a successful season, the front office tries to get smart instead of be football wise, and then what happens the next year? Look at the history. We have a successful season, the front office makes a move, then we have a terrible season. Something happens where the coach has to be able to coach because the front office can't do anything. We have a successful season. We have a successful season. They get smart. Now look at this year. So I don't trust them. Who's in the room, the grown man in the room that knows how to handle success? Look at what John Dorsey is doing in Detroit, even though he did pick Baker. But who do you trust?
Yeah.
And secondly, I don't mind our teams being under the radar, because since LeBron, what team have we had that was able to perform under pressure?
All right, Aunt Bev.
And under expectations.
All right, Aunt Bev.
Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate your call as always. I've always subscribed to the idea that when the Cleveland teams are under the radar, it's better for them.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app